भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1 एंटाइटल्ड द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ महाराज प्रियव्रत टेक्स्ट 22। मनो अपि परेण एवं प्रतिसंधित मनहरथ सुरऋषि वर अनुमतेन आत्मजम् अखिल धरामंडल स्थिति गुप्तये आस्थाप्य स्वयं अतिविषम विषय विष जल आशय आशाय उपरराम। सिंस दिस इज इन प्रोज सो विल बी जस्ट रीडिंग दी वर्स। मनुर अपि परेणैवं प्रतिसंधित मनोरथ सुरर्षि वराणुमतेनात्मजम् अखिल धरामंडल स्थिति गुप्तये आस्थाप्य स्वयं अति विषम विषय विष जलाशयाशया उपर राम। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। मनुहो स्वयंभुव मनो डिजायर्स With the permission of the great sage Narad, he delivered to his son the governmental responsibility for maintaining and protecting all the planets of the universe. He thus achieved relief from the most dangerous, poisonous ocean of material desires. Purport. Swayambhuva Manu was practically hopeless because such a great personality as Narad was instructing his son Priyavrat not to accept household life. Now he was very pleased that Lord Brahma had interfered by inducing his son to accept the responsibility for ruling the government of the universe. From Bhagavad Gita we get information that Vaivasvat Manu was the son of the sun god and that his son Maharaj Ikshvaku ruled this planet earth. Swayambhuva Manu, however, appears to have been in charge of the entire universe, and he entrusted to his son Maharaj Priyavrat the responsibility for maintaining and protecting all the planetary systems. Dharamandala means planet. This earth, for instance, is called Dharamandala. Akhila, however, means all or universal. It is therefore difficult to understand where Maharaj Priyavrat was situated, but from this literature his position certainly appears greater than that of Vaivasvat Manu, for he was entrusted with all the planetary systems of the entire universe. Another significant statement is that Swayambhuva Manu took great satisfaction from abnegating the responsibility for ruling all the planetary systems of the universe. At present, politicians are very eager to take charge of the government, and they engage their men in canvassing from door to door to get votes to win the post of president or a similar exalted office. On the contrary, however, herein we find that King Priyavrat had to be persuaded by Lord Brahma to accept the post of an emperor of the entire universe. Similarly, his father Swayambhuva Manu felt relieved to entrust the universal government to Priyavrat. Thus it is evident that the kings and executive heads of government in the Vedic age never accepted their positions for sense enjoyment. Such exalted kings, who were known as Rajarshis, ruled only to maintain and protect the kingdom for the welfare of the citizens. The history of Priyavrat and Swayambhu Manu describes how exemplary responsible monarchs performed the duties of government with disinterest, keeping themselves aloof from the contamination of material attachment. Material affairs have herein been compared to an ocean of poison. They have been described in a similar way by Srila Narottam Das Thakur in one of his songs. Samsara Vishanale Divanishi Hiyajvale Judaite Na Koinu Upai. My heart is always burning in the fire of material existence, and I have made no provisions for getting out of it. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana Ratina Janmila Kenatai. The only remedy is Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is imported from the spiritual world Golok Vrindavan. How unfortunate I am that I have no attraction for this. Manu wanted to seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore when his son Priyavrat took charge of his worldly affairs, Manu was very relieved. That is the system of Vedic civilization. At the end of life, one must free himself from worldly affairs and completely engage in the service of the Lord. The word Surarshi Vara Anumatena is also significant. Manu entrusted the government to his son with the permission of the great saint Narad. This is particularly mentioned because although Narad wanted Priyavrat to become free from all material affairs, when Priyavrat took charge of the universe, by the request of Lord Brahma and Manu, Narad was also very pleased. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalak. With the assistance of Lord Brahma, thus fulfilled his desires. With the permission of the great sage Narad, he delivered to his son the governmental responsibility for maintaining and protecting all the planets of the universe. He thus achieved relief from the most dangerous, poisonous ocean of material desires. We see over here, in this particular verse and also in the previous verse, Shukadeva Goswami mentions that Swayambhuva Manu, Narad Muni and Maharaj Priyavrat, all the parties were actually satisfied when Lord Brahma, he presented the proposal to Maharaj Priyavrat to accept the kingdom of this planet Earth. In the previous verse it is mentioned, Avishamam Abhishamikshamanayor. Priyavrat and Narad also looked upon Lord Brahma with no tinges of resentment. And also herein we see Swayambhuva Manu, he was experiencing fulfillment of all his desires. And also the last line of this verse, last line of the purport, Prabhupada says, Narad Muni was also very pleased. Though Narad Muni wanted Maharaj Priyavrat to continue in the renounced order of life, but still Narad Muni was also very much satisfied and pleased. We see in this world, materialistic people are very expert in handling gross objects. The present times we see materialists are very expert in trying to manipulate material nature and come out with so many objects of enjoyment, gadgetry and machinery. And they are very expert in handling them. But we see exalted personalities like Lord Brahma and Narad Muni. They are very expert at handling subtleties of life. They are very expert at handling emotions, sentiments, desires, etc., which is something very much difficult for a materialistic person to handle. And we see that this is actually the most important aspect in one's life, how one handles one's subtle body. This gross body, whatever condition we are in, we have to live with that. And many times the conditions, they might be favorable, and many times the conditions might be unfavorable as far as this material body is concerned. But when it comes to our consciousness, this requires great amount of expertise and proper guidance in how to handle these subtle emotions and desires within us, our consciousness. And we see here that Lord Brahma has handled this situation so wonderfully, so expertly, that he has satisfied everyone. Though apparently on a material level we see that Maharaj Priyavrat had to undergo a sea change, as we can say, that from a life of a renunciant he had to accept the position of a king of the entire planet Earth. So materially speaking, there was a big change. But because Lord Brahma instructed Maharaj Priyavrat that this is for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, and whatever you are pursuing as a renunciant, that was also for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So the consciousness remained intact to please the Supreme Lord. Though such a big change took place, but still Maharaj Priyavrat was not expressing any kind of resentment, because Lord Brahma kept Maharaj Priyavrat's consciousness intact. And not only Maharaj Priyavrat, but Narad Muni, who had taken charge of Maharaj Priyavrat, he was also satisfied. And of course, what to speak of Swayambhuva Manu, who wanted that Maharaj Priyavrat should take over the post of the king. So we see that when the Krishna element is included, then any situation, any condition doesn't matter for a devotee. And in any condition and any situation, when the Krishna element is not included, then whatever the condition might be, that condition actually becomes the very cause of the downfall of that person. And therefore Prahlad Maharaj also, when he was speaking to Hiranyakashipu, he said that Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova Mitho Vibhatyet Griha Vritanam, that those people whose mati is not into Krishna, whatever they do, they can never experience satisfaction. Parata, whether they are instructed by others, Svataha, whether by their own endeavors, and Mitaha, by joint, combined efforts. Either of these things cannot satisfy such a person whose mati is not in Krishna. And we see in the life of Hiranyakashipu that Hiranyakashipu's material condition was something which nobody could ever imagine. Shukadeva Goswami mentions that whatever Hiranyakashipu desired to enjoy within this material universe, Hiranyakashipu could get that within a fraction of a moment. Sa itham nirjita kakuba ekarat vishayan priyan yathopa josham bhunjano na tripyat ajitendriyah. That he was such a ruler, ekarat. He was the one ruler ruling the entire universe without a second. And whatever vishay vastu was priya to him, within a moment he could acquire that to enjoy. Yathopa Josham Bhunjano. So as far as his physical condition, material condition was concerned, everything was just perfect, what a sense enjoyer would need. But then Shukadeva Goswami explains, Natripya. Still, in spite of all of this, he was not satisfied. There was no tripti. Because Ajitendriya, because he was using his senses only for his own sense gratification. So we see, because the Krishna Mati, the Krishna element was absent in Hiranyakashipu, how Hiranyakashipu suffered so much. And of course, eventually, because he had some connection with Prahlad Maharaj, eventually Hiranyakashipu was also satisfied, because he had to learn the lesson of satisfaction the harder way. So Narsingdev, when he appeared, as herein Lord Brahma is satisfying everyone, all the parties, Lord Narsingdev also satisfied everyone. Lord Narsingdev satisfied Lord Brahma, as Lord Brahma had given all those benedictions. So Lord Narsingdev didn't even touch any of those benedictions given, and still killed Hiranyakashipu. And of course, Lord Narsingdev satisfied Prahlad Maharaj and all the other demigods who were so much in fear of Hiranyakashipu. And when Prahlad Maharaj asked that, my dear Lord, if you want to give me any benediction, please kindly deliver my father, because he was so dissatisfied, Natripya. And Lord Narsingdev said that, what to speak of the satisfaction of your father? 21 generations up and down, everyone is liberated just because your mati is in me, because you are so much absorbed in me. We also see that here in Priyavrat Maharaj, he has been given everything. He didn't have anything, yet practically he had given everything and was living like a beggar, living like a renunciant, mendicant. And now Maharaj Priyavrat has been given everything and still is satisfied. And also we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bali Maharaj, from whom the Lord took away everything, and still Bali Maharaj was satisfied. In fact, earlier he was not so satisfied, but when Vaman Dev took away everything from Bali Maharaj, then Bali Maharaj actually experienced transcendental satisfaction when he surrendered everything under the Supreme Lord, Atma Nivedana. So the Supreme Lord is so expert in giving satisfaction to his devotees, sometimes by giving everything and sometimes by taking everything. Also we see in the 8th canto, when the demons and the demigods, when they were churning the milk ocean, and the situation for both of them, the condition for both of them, both the parties, the demons and the demigods, it was the same. And in conclusion of this pastime, Shukadeva Goswami explains that what made the difference? When everything else remained the same, the place, the instrument which was used for churning the milk ocean, the time, the activity, the objective, Shukadeva Goswami explains, evam sura suragana samadeshakala hetvarta karma matayopi phale vikalpa, that in spite of all these things, samadeshakala hetu artha karma mati, all of these things were same for both the demons and the demigods. The place was the same. Both of them, both of these parties were churning the milk ocean at the same place. Then the hetu, the tool which was used, that was the Mandrachal Parvat. That was common for both of them. The different ingredients which they were putting in the milk ocean, to extract out the nectar. Those ingredients were common for both of the parties. Then the time was same, samakalah. Then the objective was the same. Then the karma was the same. But phale vikalpa, but the result was something very different. Only the demigods, they got the share of the nectar, whereas the demons, they were bereft of that particular objective which they had in their mind. What made the difference? So then Shukadev Goswami explains, Yad pad pankaj raja shranan na daitya. Because the demigods had surrendered their lives, their consciousness was so much absorbed in the Supreme Lord, the lotus feet, Yad pad pankaj raja. So therefore that made the difference. All the other things, all the other conditions, it remained the same, but the difference was Krishna Mati. The difference was consciousness in Krishna. The daityas, the demons, they were totally against the Supreme Lord. In fact, the Supreme Lord was even helping the demons. But because their consciousness was not favorably disposed towards the Supreme Lord, therefore, they lost the nectar. And we see the demigods, they were so much absorbed in serving the Supreme Lord, as they are always. Therefore, they got the share of the nectar. So we see, wherever Krishna intervenes in that particular situation and condition, practically everyone is satisfied eventually. Over here also, even the demons eventually were satisfied, because coming in contact with Krishna, even the demons, they get liberated. Putana, when she came to kill Krishna, herein we see, when we speak of devotees, that how their consciousness is the same in spite of the conditions being changed. Putana also, her consciousness remained the same, though she changed her physical condition. What was her consciousness? To kill Krishna. Though she changed her physical condition to become a very beautiful lady. She was looking one of the residents of Vrindavan, one of the gopis over there. In fact, the Vrajavasis, they mistook Putana as Lakshmi Devi. So Putana, she changed her physical condition, but her consciousness remained the same, to kill Krishna. And what benediction did Krishna give to Putana? That yes, your condition will still remain the same. You will act as my mother, as you have taken up this form and this physical condition of acting as my mother, Dhatru Chitam. Krishna gave her that same condition, that same position of continuing as his mother, but changed her consciousness, purified her completely. So we see that how when Krishna intervenes, even though Krishna maintains the condition, but Krishna, he purifies the consciousness. Also in the pastime of Aghasur, Aghasur was also an envious serpent, wanted to kill Krishna. But our acharyas explain that when Aghasur had kept his mouth open for all the cowherd boys to enter in, and specifically he was waiting for Krishna to enter in, though the cowherd boys had already entered in the mouth of Aghasur, Aghasur was waiting, he still kept his mouth open, waiting for Krishna to enter in. And when Krishna entered in, we all know this pastime, how Krishna, he expanded himself within the mouth of Aghasur, he revived back his cowherd boyfriends, and as Krishna, he expanded himself, came out from the skull of Aghasur. And when Krishna stood outside, the soul of Aghasur went up in the sky in the form of a dazzling light and entered into the body of Krishna. Now this was something very much mysterious for most of the demigods to comprehend.
that how is it possible that this envious serpent could get liberation? He came to kill Krishna. He came to kill all the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna. So our acharyas explain that Aghasur, he came with the mentality that let Krishna enter into me. So Aghasur was waiting desperately that Krishna should enter into Aghasur's body, and therefore he kept his mouth open. So Krishna reciprocated, ye yathamam prapadyante, that because you were so desperate and you allowed me to enter into your mouth, so now I am allowing you to enter into my body. So therefore Lord Krishna, he not only purified Aghasur of that envious mentality, but even liberated in Sayujya Mukti. So we see that great exalted personalities who are so much in touch with the Supreme Lord, they know how to satisfy all the parties at all the times. Maybe sometimes some parties might not be able to understand that how the Supreme Lord is actually satisfying everyone. As Prabhupada once said, that this material world is actually meant to satisfy the conditioned living entity by first getting frustrated from this material world and then taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So any situation, anything, when it comes in connection with Krishna, Krishna makes sure that all the parties, they are satisfied. And therefore over here, we see that Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says that this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only thing in this age of Kali Yuga which can satisfy everyone. One might be in any condition, one might be in any situation, but if one accepts the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and one chants offenselessly and with devotion and absorption, then one can not only change one's own condition, but one can change the condition of this entire planet Earth. We were listening to Praghosh Prabhu, his offering to Srila Prabhupada last week, and he was narrating this pastime of how Prabhupada once told to Vishnujan Maharaj that if you just know three things, one is if you know the most important 25 verses from the Bhagavad Gita, and if you know how to smack the mridanga with feeling and with devotion, and if you know how to cook excellent halwa, you can make disciples all over the world. You can change this entire planet Earth if you just know these three things. Philosophy, devotion, and of course, prasad distribution. So we see that what really matters is our Krishna Mati, our absorption in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we achieve that, when we acquire that, then any condition, any situation of this material world will be favorable for our Krishna consciousness. So we'll stop here. If there is any question anyone has, or any comments. Srila Prabhupada ki Granthra Srimad Bhagavata.